the shrubs or trees from the land, you'd say if we...
Transplanted?
Yeah, well, this is just to remove the stuff so you could plant. Say they...
Cleared?
Yeah. And they raised a big what? Wheat.
Crop.
All right. And the name for a second cutting of clover or grass?
That wouldn't be the gleaning, would it?
No. Well, that'd be picking it up with the cleaning. Mm-hmm. I was thinking more either something like a second cutting or an aftermath or latter math. Okay. A wheat tied up in a...
Sheath.
All right. Now, how about a number of these tied together in a larger package?
Stack?
Well, no, something like either a shock or a shook or a...
Shock.
And he had one bushel and he added 39 more. You'd say he had...
40 bushels.
Okay. And the oats, when oats are harvested, you'd say the oats are...
Gleaned. Threshed.
Yeah. Now, would you say oats? Would you just put that into a sentence, the oats?
The oats are threshed.
We're going to do something together. Who's going to do that? You'd say you.
You or I?
But yes, both.
We.
Yes, but you use the other expression, you, not or, but and.
You and I.
Yes, and so the two of us, or both.
Are both going to do it.
And now you and someone else, say you and your husband, you'd say he.
He and I are going to do it.
And say, someone says, who is it on the phone? And you must make sure, it's you, you'd say it's.
It's I.
And now you're talking about him. You'd say
it's he.
About talking about her.
It's she.
You're talking about them.
It's they.
All right. You'd say he isn't as tall as...
She is.
All right. You're talking about yourself, but you'd say he isn't as tall as...
As I am.
And I'm not as tall as...
You are.
Or he.
Or he is.
All right. And you'd say he can... you'd say I'd... How well can he do that? You'd say, well, he's speaking it the way you can do it. You'd say, he can do it better
than I.
All right.
Can do it.
All right. And talk about the greatest distance you could walk. You'd say 2 miles is the...
farthest I can walk.
All right. If something belongs to you, you'd say it's...
Mine.
If it belongs to me, you'd say it's...
Yours.
If it belongs to us.
It's ours.
If it belongs to them.
It's theirs.
And it belongs to him.
It's his.
And it belongs to... to her.
It's hers.
Okay. And if someone, a friend of yours is leaving and you want to know when the person's coming back, you might say,
When are you returning?
All right. And how about if there are several people?
When are they returning?
If you're talking to them, though, you might
When are you returning?
All right. You'd use the same thing for singular or plural. Do you ever use you all in...
Yes.
All right. In what...
I use it in speaking of several. I don't use it in speaking of one.
Okay. For instance, you might say that...
Are you all coming?
Right.
Meaning all of you.
Uh-huh. Now, do you ever use that to show possession? You want to know to whom a car belongs. You want to know, might you ever say, is that you all's car?
No.
Never use it that way. And you want to know everyone who was there. Might you ask who?
Who all was there?
Uh-huh. But you'd never use that possessively and say who all's children
no.
were there. You want to know everything that he said. You might say what?
All that he said?
Yeah, would you say that then? What?
Is that all that he said?
But you wanted to know. You instead of saying, what I'm getting at here is, you might say, what did he say? Would you ever say, what all did he say?
No.
Okay. You just say.
What did he say?